Hey everyone, welcome back to another deep dive into the markets. Today we're breaking down Adobe, ticker ADBE, and what the latest numbers and news really mean for investors right now. Adobe just posted another solid quarter, with revenue climbing to $23.77 billion for the full year. But the stock has taken a beating lately, amid executive changes and questions about how fast AI features will actually monetize. Let's unpack all of it together. Adobe has built one of the strongest moats in software with its Creative Cloud suite that designers, marketers, and creators rely on every day. The company operates across three main segments, led by digital media, which includes Photoshop, Illustrator, and Premiere, followed by digital experience for enterprise analytics and marketing tools, and a smaller print and publishing business. Under CEO Shantanu Narayen, Adobe has shifted almost entirely to a subscription model that delivers predictable recurring revenue and high margins. Looking at the revenue breakdown for fiscal 2025, digital media brought in $17.65 billion, making up the vast majority of the business. Digital experience added another $5.86 billion, while print and publishing contributed just $256 million. Geographically, the Americas still dominate at $14.12 billion, with EMEA at $6.29 billion, and Asia at $3.36 billion. That mix shows Adobe's continued strength in its core creative tools while the experience segment grows steadily. On the earnings front, Adobe delivered $7.13 billion in net income for the year with diluted EPS of 16.70, up nicely from prior periods. Gross margins stayed excellent, near 89%, and free cash flow came in strong at $9.85 billion. The company raised guidance after the latest quarter, even as shares sold off, which tells you management sees continued momentum in AI-powered ARR that has already crossed the $500 million mark. Management commentary from the most recent call highlighted how AI integrations across Firefly and Sensei are starting to drive incremental revenue without cannibalizing the core base. They also noted solid retention rates and expanding enterprise deals, though they acknowledged the shift toward a freemium approach in certain areas to broaden reach. The tone remained confident on long-term growth, even as short-term stock reaction focused on the CFO transition. From a balance sheet perspective, Adobe holds $5.43 billion in cash against $17.87 billion in total liabilities, giving it plenty of flexibility. Return on equity sits at 62%, and the company continues to generate robust free cash flow that supports share repurchases. Debt levels remain manageable, with a debt-to-equity ratio just over 0.58. Valuation-wise, the stock trades at roughly 14 times trailing earnings and about 4 times sales, which looks attractive compared to its growth profile. Forward multiples compress further into the low teens over the next couple of years, based on analyst projections, suggesting the market may be pricing in more risk than the fundamentals currently warrant. Strengths include record revenue, dominant market position in creative software, and accelerating AI monetization. Weaknesses center on recent C-suite turnover and slower than expected AI revenue ramp. Opportunities lie in expanding the freemium funnel and deeper enterprise penetration, while threats include competition from open source tools and broader sector rotation into AI chip names. Over the past year, shares have dropped more than 50%, underperforming both the software industry and the broader technology sector. The stock recently touched its lowest level in 8 years after the CFO news and guidance commentary, creating what could be an interesting entry point for long-term holders. When we run the numbers through a discounted cash flow lens using conservative growth assumptions, the intrinsic value lands around $256 per share. A forward PE-based approach with the company's projected earnings power points closer to 265, giving us a fair value range in the mid-200s that sits above current trading levels. That suggests Adobe offers a meaningful margin of safety at today's prices for investors willing to ride out the near-term noise around AI adoption and leadership changes. The model assumes steady free cash flow expansion and a modest terminal growth rate, both of which look achievable given Adobe's track record. All told, Adobe remains a high-quality compounder even after the sell-off, and the valuation reset may reward patient investors over the next few years. As always, Do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more analysis, and I'll see you in the next one.